This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, screw that. Wow. As promised, I want to talk a little bit about what's going on with the treasonous acts of this administration in a major way. 75 to be exact. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess. We all know her as Stephanie Joy. And, by the way, it's her birthday today. So, do you want me to sing happy birthday?
Maybe you would drum it would be better than you
drumming
singing.
Drumming would
it.
Be better than
yes.
Singing. Okay. Folks, if you want to say happy birthday, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to our Facebook, which is Sons of Liberty Radio. Got a picture of Meet Muhammad Fazi. We just traded him for a deserter. He enjoys kneeling towards Mecca, reading the Quran, and beheading infidels with a steak knife. Yes, indeed, friends. Obama is glad to have him back to fighting against Americans all over again. When are you going to wake up, friends? There's no better way of saying this. It's a picture of Muhammad with five heads of infidels as he's kneeling over the top of them with a knife. If you'd like to see that picture, please go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And again, friends, just keep in mind, this is one that Obama just gave back to his people so he can, well, rejuvenate himself for another day of fighting against Americans. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that today. But if you'd like to check that out, please go to Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio. You can also go over to our Facebook page. Again, Bradley Dean, two different websites, one personal page, one fan page. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. I also want to add to this, friends, concerning Meet Muhammad Fazi, just keep in mind you're dealing with a small, small, small portion of what government likes to use as a political battering ram to try to get people to be too afraid, to be docile, to become subject to their power and their authority through the use of fear. Listen, America, you're not made out of that stuff. We don't take counsel by our fears. You need to look at these jokers, these criminals for what they are, and see how inhumane they really are and deal with it lawfully, because this stuff is over the top. But I do want you to keep in mind that government is using governments on a global scale are using terrorists only as a political tool, friends, to bring in a new world order. Just ask George Bush Sr. Got the hat, got the T-shirt, talked about it 15 times, get the download, talked about it last week as well. Again, Sons of Liberty Radio, check out the picture, friends. It's just sickening to the core. And if you'd like to check those out, Bradley Dean as well. You can also follow me on my Twitter account. Chase is knocking that out of the park right now. Bradley Dean 1, my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1. Again, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, please do, friends. Don't be shy. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Talking about a lot of stuff concerning this administration today. I'm going to bring you to the Constitution, and I'm going to bring you through his 75 impeachable offenses. We can't get to all 75. You get the picture. He's done it more than once. That's all we need. So, again, saying all that to say this, friends, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible, terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We want the mind of Christ and the heart of God, as we always say here at the Sons of Liberty. Now, as Bradley mentioned today, we're going to be talking a little bit about treason. And I thought, who better to let us know about government and how we should... the government that we've been entrusted with, a constitutional republic, how we should uphold its laws and preserve its freedom. Now, I'm going to give you a few quotes from our founding forefathers about just that. It was James Wilson in Lectures on Law in 1791 who said, "Government, in my opinion, should be formed to secure and to enlarge the exercise of the natural rights of its members. And every government which has not in this view is its principal object is not a government of the legitimate kind. Governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed." That's in the Declaration of Independence. Amen. So the next time we complain about, you can't complain about what you tolerate. They're deriving their just powers from we, the people, the consent of the governed.
That's right.
Now, it was Patrick.
So it's the people. The government reflects the people.
Of course. So you
and
can complain about
both ways.
Yeah, you can complain about they all you want. Well, they could never get away with what we, the people, don't allow. So put it back in your own lap.
Or what we do allow either way there as well.
That's true. It can go both ways. Now, Patrick Henry, he said this, "Guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Whenever you give up that force, you are inevitably ruined. So we need to lawfully make sure that we definitely take forth those freedoms that we have been given and preserve them with all of our hearts." Now, I thought this was kind of interesting because this is a portion of the Declaration of Independence, and they're speaking of tyrant King George here.
Yeah.
And they say, "He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance." Does that sound familiar to anybody?
Yep.
I think it's
totally.
It's very familiar when you go around there.
Oh, there's tons of bureaucracies that have been created out of this administration only for the purpose of controlling the people.
That's right.
To snuff out their rights.
Exactly.
And that's really what it comes down to.
Now, I'll give you one last one. This is by Fisher Ames. He said this, "I am commonly opposed to those who modestly assume the rank of champions of liberty, and it makes a very patriotic noise about the people. It is the stale artifice which has duped the world a thousand times, and yet, though detected, it's still successful." We see politicians all day long, and they, you know, they tout their patriotism and their liberty.
Of course.
And, of course, they come across
and they're Christians, of
course, used car salesmen.
Yep.
And people know that that's the case, but yet it still prevails one way or another because the people allow it, again, to prevail. He said, "Although it is detected, it is still successful. I love liberty as well as anybody. I'm proud of it. It's the true title of our people to distinction above others. But I would guard it by making laws strong enough to protect it." So we, as a republic, we are a government set up of laws, not men. And
John
Adams
said an empire of laws.
That's right. We need to adhere to those laws and not whatever the masses decide for the day or for one generation to the next, how we want to change it to work out with our sinful nature. We establish the laws upon the principles of the Mosaic Institution. When we follow God's law, all will be well.
Yeah. But see, people complain about that. As a matter of fact, I was just talking to one of my national friends this week. Actually, this morning it was, now that I think about it, but he was telling me about how people say one thing, they say that they're on your side, and then before you know it, they're coming after you. And I said, yeah, I know, they strain at the net while they swallow the camel. And it's interesting that people are complaining, you know, that they don't want to be Christians, but yet they're complaining about what God commanded man not to do, namely their politicians. So therefore, how do you win with people like that?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, you're complaining about the politicians that are breaking God's laws, but it's okay for you to break their laws. Okay, that's why God judges nations. Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about?
As George Washington said, truth will ultimately prevail where there is pains to bring it to light. We at the Sons of Liberty are traveling across the country bringing this message to those who are willing to do the stuff. If you want to have Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty speak at your school, university, or event, call 1-866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Together, we can see real reformation by equipping the next generation with an understanding of who we are, where we came from, and what needs to happen to preserve our liberty.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to say happy birthday to Stephanie, you can do that as well. That won't hurt my feelings. Matter of fact, I'll go right behind him and say happy birthday to him. Maybe even sing happy birthday with the first caller.
That would be exciting.
1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Now, folks, I talked a little bit about this on Saturday, but I didn't have time to get to it. So what I want to do is I want to get to the topic of the impeachable offenses that this president and his criminal administration need to be and must be impeached for. When we go to the Constitution, the preamble of the United States of America, I want you to listen carefully as to how our forefathers established the preamble to the Constitution. Listen to the words. We the people, that's us, friends, we are the government, and government works for us, our representation of the United States of America. Read the Declaration of Independence as well. In order to form a more perfect union, all 50 states, not 57, like this criminal said before he was the president of the United States, which, by the way, there's 57 states in the Muslim nation, friends. It goes on. Establish justice. It's the first thing they said. Establish justice. And I know that I make reference quite often, friends, to the inscripted image of Moses and the Ten Commandments above the Supreme Court justices in Washington, D.C. It's on the backside of the Supreme Court building. It's a picture of Moses with the Ten Commandments, and right under him it's inscripted, Justice, the Guardian of Liberty. So what guards liberty? Justice does. What does America need today? We need justice. When I go to Article 2, Section 4, it says the president, vice president, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Okay? And it doesn't say to violate 75 times the Constitution and the enumerated laws. It says to violate them once. Okay? Common sense. How many times, let me say this, how many laws do I need to break before the cop can come over and actually tell me I just broke the law?
One.
Thank you. Okay, so I don't need to do it 75 times, laugh it off, act like it's a joke, and just kind of blow it off like it doesn't have anything to do with me, my well-being, or anything to do with our posterity. Okay, that's foolishness, right? But here we go. Number one is Obama implemented portions of the DREAM Act by executive action. Does not have that authority. Number two, ended some terror asylum restrictions. Huh. Who's the terrorist now, friends? The state-run media has you believing. Oh, by the way, if you look at the DHS now, we can see that's stacked up with radical Muslims as well. Isn't this interesting? This is just really bizarre how this is working out. All of a sudden, we're attacked by radical Muslims. Now, 11, 12 years later, friends, you're the terrorists. Huh. Number three, recognized same-sex marriage in Utah despite a Supreme Court stay on a court order allowing the institution. In other words, he overrode the laws of our land. He has no authority to do that, but he did it anyways. Why is he so adamant about recognizing same-sex marriage, friends? Because, as I've always said, he contradicts everything the founders actually laid out in stone for us, namely what John Adams, the second president of the United States, rightly said when he said that our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Well, what happens if it's not a Christian nation, which, by the way, this administration is doing nothing but attacking and affronting the Christian religion on a daily basis? I can go on and on with the people that he's attacked, how he's using these fronts, these bureaucracies, how he's coming in behind organizations like like Planned Parenthood, right? Assailing the innocent in the womb, attacking Hobby Lobby, trying to make them pay for something that government has no business. And the other question I would have for the American people, enforcing, the question I'd have for the American people is, where is he deriving this mystical power, this mystical authority? Where is this coming from, friends, that all of a sudden we have to submit to whatever the President of the United States says because he said so? If you can show me that in the Constitution, I'd be more than happy to say you're right. But the fact of the matter is, he's not right. Okay? That was an impeachable offense. Overriding the voice of the Republic. Again, Stephanie said earlier during the first segment, friends, we're ruled by law. We're not ruled by opinion. You know, the only thing sure is the Constitution in heaven. And now we have some guy coming in here attacking everything we are, everything we're about. And for some reason, the people in this country are led to believe that it's okay for him to do that. Show me. That's a better way of putting it. Show me in the Constitution, show me in the Bill of Thou Shall Not to those that work for we the people, the Bill of Rights. Show me in the Declaration of Independence. Show me in the Federalist Papers where this individual has the right to assail the American people on a daily basis. 1-866-233-0747. I want you to show me in our founding documents where he has the right to executive orders. Okay? Number four, impeachable offenses. Illegally revealed the existence of sealed indictments in the Benghazi investigation. Impeachable offense. Number five, illegally delayed Obamacare, which is a violation of the Constitution of the United States. Read Article 1, Section 8. Friends, where is he getting? Let me say this so everybody can understand me. Where is he getting his power? Where is he deriving his authority to implement these unconstitutional policies? Illegally delayed Obamacare verification of eligibility for health care subsidies. Impeachable offense. Number six, ordered Boeing to fire 1,000 employees in South Carolina and shut down a new factory because it was non-union. Boy, that sounds familiar to me. That sounds like mob to me, friends. Do as I say, because if you don't, I'm going to come down on you. With what? Well, he can't say the law, but I'll tell you what he'll do is he'll throw it out there as if it is law to the ears of the people so that you'll believe it's law when in fact it's not law. They said, friends, during the regime of the Third Reich, Adolf Hitler, they said there was nothing behind him, but people didn't take the time to look behind him. Everything he did was perpetuated upon a lie. Friends, that's all this individual does is lie, friends. That's all this administration has done since day one is lied to the American people. Well, how do you know they lied, Bradley? Because I'm reading the Constitution for you. I know the moral law of God. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not lie. Thou shalt not kill. Right? I'm reading the laws of the land that we're all ruled by. Not just some. But how does it work? Well, let's go to Joseph Goebbels, propaganda minister, Nazi Germany. If you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. The lie can be maintained only for such a time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and or military consequences of the lie. So in other words, they're saying it's only going to last as long as we can keep that lie in the face of the people. It thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent, for the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie. Yes, it is. Jesus Christ is the light of men. He came to destroy the works of the devil, who does nothing but lie. And his little minions do nothing but follow their father and emulate their father. Joseph Goebbels, propaganda minister, Nazi Germany, goes on and he says, for the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus by extension, the truth is the great enemy of the state. No, the truth, listen to that.
Yeah.
The truth is the great, they're telling
the
on
truth
the,
is,
this is why they
yeah.
are constantly hiding behind somebody to blame. This is why they are constantly diverting you, America. And again, friends, let me say, I'm not talking about another third world country here. I am talking about the United States of America. You just had a president just last week take a deserter, a traitor to America and everything that we are, and traded him off for five terrorists.
Senior
high
Taliban.
High senior Taliban members. What America do we need? We need to be careful, number one. Because what we need to do is we need to do this in a lawful manner. Number two is we need to also understand that the socialist communists in America are trying to stir up domestic insurrection. I want to tell you this, and I want to say it again. Watch out for China and watch out for Russia, friends. Because this little charade going on between Barack Hussein Obama and our enemies, friends, is just as unrealistic as it gets. It's not true. They're all calling for a new world order together. So guess what they have to do? They have to use the Hegelian dialectic. They have to create chaos. This is what they're doing. And I also want to say this too, friends. Not all Muslims represent a small minority of these radical Taliban. So we need to keep things into perspective, okay? Again, it's a political tool. Talking about impeachment. Talking about how you're being lied to. Reading from the foundations of our Constitution of the United States. Exposing crime and those that are committing the crimes.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
You know, friends, I just got to say this. I'm not being cocky. I just have confidence in the fear of the Lord, hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the froward mouth do I hate, saith the Lord. And he hates the evil way. I say this with all due confidence. The Bible says that the Lord gives unto the righteous. He makes them bold as lions. Okay? The Bible says those that are under the curse, and when judgment comes upon us in Proverbs 28, that the wicked flee when none pursueth. I want to interject this thought because it comes to my aid right now that you need to understand this administration does not have the support that you think he's got. I didn't say it. The state-run media does and has and is. It's an old Saul Alinsky tactic, friends. Cause them to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. Now, if you think about when God said, under judgment, the wicked flee when none pursueth, it means they're afraid of something that doesn't exist. But if the American people weren't afraid, then why do you continuously sit down instead of stand up concerning the crimes of this administration? I've said in the past, I say again, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his back. I say again, the seed of the righteous is forever. I say to the faithful, God is for you and not against you. And he promises that he will show himself strong on your behalf, regardless of what your enemy has to say. Speaking of tyrants, speaking to those that wanted to go ahead and, well, do it their way, there's going to be a lot of people in hell saying that I did it my way, right? But Napoleon Bonaparte, he said the Bible is no mere book, but a living creature with a power that conquers all that oppose it. Yes, indeed. The Bible is no mere book, but a living creature with a power that conquers all that oppose it. His name is Jesus Christ, the resurrected one. He is, listen carefully, forever. I'll say it again. He is forever. He is about ready to blow your grandma and grandpa out of the grave. Yeah? Just like he did when he was crucified. Remember all the prophets of old? They were raised from the dead.
Yeah. And even that quote that you're talking about, Napoleon Bonaparte, who would know better about conquering than himself? And he's talking about the Bible. The Bible is the one that conquers all who oppose it. He's speaking
from
experience.
He had to spend his whole life to find out that the Bible is always right.
That's right.
Just like Voltaire, that fool. Man, some people are just fools for their pains, aren't they, friends? And if it wasn't the truth, friends, then why do those that mean to conquer man, why do they always have to attack Christians? Because they hate the light that exposes them for who they really are. Speaking of which, we're talking about impeachable offenses. Not one, not 10, not 30, not 60, but 75 of them. 78, 79, 80. We're going on here, friends.
Yeah, I just have to bring up this point one more time, too. As you mentioned earlier, how many laws do you have to break to get pulled over or to get arrested? It's only one time. It's not like, you know, three tries and then you're out, three strikes and then you're out. I mean, this is above and beyond lawlessness.
Let's go to what might, well, hit everybody's comfort zone really quick. Let's talk about impeachable offenses concerning Barack Hussein Obama and his criminal administration. Let's go to national security. He falsely portrayed the Benghazi terrorist attack as a spontaneous protest against an anti-Muslim YouTube video and then lied about the White House involvement. You know, it's interesting when people go on Facebook and they, you know, they begin to attack some of the posts. You know, if the fruit is on the table or the fruit is on the branch, Jesus told us we're to judge a man by his fruit. We can't deny the fruit that's on his branch. But it's absolutely interesting to me. It can be, you can transport these people to the sun and they wouldn't see it, friends, because they don't want to see it. But I just simply ask them the question when they say, well, what has he done wrong? I ask the people, just like I ask my listeners, 1-866-233-0747, what has he done that's been lawful? Even down to his name, friends. What has he done that's been lawful? 1-866-233-0747. Where are all of my blogger friends? You know what's happening? The useful idiots are now becoming aware of the fact that this administration is not playing by the rules, and by them breaking the rules affects the useful idiots as well.
You mean hopefully, we're on the same boat?
Yeah. I hope in their particular case that they realize that they're on the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
National security, impeachable offenses, illegally revealed the existence of sealed indictments in the Benghazi investigation. Boy, this administration is just busy trying to divert, cover up, and lie concerning Benghazi, aren't they? They demonize anybody that comes after them because they know they're lying. Hey, friends, you know what's interesting about liars is they know that what they're doing is wrong. That's why they have to lie. They know what they do. When a man lies, he knows what he does. Oh, the judgment, my friends. Impeachable offenses, national security. Number three, failed to enforce the Magnitsky, here it is, Magnitsky, I can barely see it, act, required by law by not adding Russian human rights abusers to a list of people not permitted to travel or to do their business in the U.S. Number four, killed four Americans overseas in counterterrorism operations without judicial process. Killed four Americans overseas in counterterrorism operations without judicial process. Impeachable offenses. Continued to give Egypt aid, your sworn enemy, not all of Egypt, friends. Remember that political tool I was talking about? Because I seen some footage, friends. It was interesting. They went over to Egypt, and they were asking the Muslims over there, you know, of the Muslim Brotherhood. And you know what the Muslims over there said, friends? They said that it was created. It was a created public, it's a created tool, friends. So when it came down to the Muslim Brotherhood, they didn't really know where to point their finger, just like nobody else knows where to point the finger. See, that's what's interesting about these supposed terrorists, friends. Just can't find them. Just can't get them.
No.
Isn't that interesting? But yep. Folks, they know where you're at.
Yep.
24/7. You think that if there was a threat concerning one of our representatives, do you think they wouldn't find that guy within a half hour? Because if you think so, you have got to be out of your mind. They just can't find these. What a convenient tactic. Just can't find them, man.
They're out in some cave somewhere. We don't have the technology to be able to find these guys. I mean, they're over in different countries hiding out in caves and, you know, in these little villas.
It's pretty crazy. But you know what? And again, let's go back to the pedophile himself, Henry Kissinger, who sits on this administration as well, as counsel, somehow. He's called American soldiers useful idiots. He's called them dumb, stupid animals that are only used for foreign policy. Look at that. That's how he's talking about your sons and your daughters, your brothers and your sisters, your moms and your dads, your uncles and your aunts, your grandpas and your grandmas. They're using the Americans to fight for foreign policy. Wow. That's an impeachable offense. Why is he still there? Because the American people stand down when they should stand up. Listen to this. An impeachable offense, speaking of national security, continued to give Egypt aid after the military took over its government, even though federal law prohibits aid to Egypt in the event of a coup. Why is this administration so busy lying to you, attacking your foundations, and aiding your sworn enemies, friends? Even going so far as to celebrate Ramadan in the White House. I bet you didn't hear that on your conservative outlet today, did you, friends? And if you did, you probably just heard just a bit of a reference to it. Didn't really mean what they said, did they? Nope. That's why they get no results. Once America realized this joke that's being played out is being played out on you, and you realize they're taking you for the fool, friends, then and only then will it stop, if you have the courage to stand up. Obamacare, speaking of the impeachable offenses, granted a hardship. You know what's interesting about Obamacare, friends? First of all, it's unconstitutional. Okay? They have no authority to implement this policy, this program. Okay? No power, no authority. Only if you believe it. Okay? Number one. Number two is this. Why are they exempting their own from Obamacare if it's so good? It's such a great idea that the representatives themselves that voted in favor of it, well, they're exempted from it. Could that be resting judgment by giving them a gift which blindeth eyes? Okay, well, honey, you know what? It doesn't matter which way we go on this because the president exempted us and our families from it. Hold on just for a moment, friends. I'm saying just for a moment. While you stand down and play the fool to the methodologies and the dangerous ideologies of this administration, keep in mind there's something on the other side. There is. And I want to tell those that are being used as little minions, little ventriloquists, clowns to lie for the clowns that are above you, I want you to keep in mind that on that day, listen to me carefully, because I know on a daily basis my shows are being recorded. I know the bloggers are listening to me. I know the communist organizations, they like to write about me. But again, friends, I'm giving you law. I'm not giving you my opinion, and I'm not giving you theory. I want to say this. You will bow your knee to my big brother. His name is Jesus, and you will confess with your mouth that he is Lord. And on that day, everything you found yourself fighting against, you're going to wish you did just the exact opposite. Because, you know, 10 out of 10, they die, friends. You know, some die sooner than others. That's true. But you know what? We all die. Life is but a vapor. What are you going to do on that day? Those that like to lie for those that you work for, do you think for one moment they're not lying to you too? Again, are you thinking right? Friends, you got Bradley Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is David Getch with Patriot Update. America needs a few good men to stand for our founding principles and our Christian values. And Bradley Dean, we have found such a man. Bradley is courageous, persistent, and caring. He cares about America, and he is a disciple of Christ. Through his radio program and articles, he gives conservatives and Christians hope and a good example of how they should stand up for what they believe in.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to harvestright.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's harvestright.com.
The best refuel stoves on the market for disasters and survival are Silverfire. Its clean cook stove technology allows you to pasteurize emergency drinking water, cook a meal, or sanitize your cookware with just twigs. A U.S. veteran-owned company, Silverfire's mission is emergency and recreation cooking products. Made of quality stainless steel, Silverfire's wide line of indoor and outdoor models range from solo backpack models to large family units. Cook cleanly and for free. Get yours today at silverfire.us. That's silverfire.us.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Again, friends, impeachable offenses concerning this administration. I was just talking about Obamacare. And interesting that Obamacare granted a hardship exemption from the individual mandate for people whose health plans were canceled because their plans weren't Obamacare compliant. Look at how these jokers... Mm-hmm. They honor each other.
We force you to do this unlawfully, and then...
No, I'm thinking of the names they name, streets after themselves, and Obamacare after themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Why don't we call it Abomination Care, because that's really what it is, right?
I like that a lot better.
I mean, I think it's a pretty good idea just to kill off the old people.
I mean
that's a part of Obamacare. Let's talk about what it
is. Not in the bill.
No.
I mean...
Pelosi said, let's just read it, or let's just sign it into law, and then we'll read it afterwards to see what's in it.
Hey, I know. How about we go out, and we spend all of our money that we don't know that we have, and then later we just find out what the bill is. I mean, who knows? Who cares?
I don't know. Delayed the individual mandate for 2 years. Impeachable offenses allowed individuals to buy health care insurance plans in 2014 that did not comply with Obamacare and extended this delay until 2016, past the midterm elections. Friends, these guys are
criminal.
Oh my gosh. It is so telling. Let's go to the economy. Ordering Boeing to fire 1,000 employees in South Carolina and shut down a new factory because it was non-union. I didn't know that was the president's job, friends. He had SWAT teams raid a Gibson guitar factory and seize property on the purported basis that Gibson had broken Indiana's environmental laws, but no charges were filed. Did you hear what I said, friends? Government agencies are engaging in Operation Choke Point, where the government asks banks to choke off access to financial services for customers engaging in conduct the administration doesn't like. Such as, ready for this, friends? Violation of Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. Your right to bear arms. He wants to choke off customers engaging in conduct such as buying ammunition. Why would the President of the United States of America attack you for buying ammunition? Now, it sounds like someone's standing against you, friends. Never trust a government that doesn't trust its own people to bear arms. Said Mr. George Mason, I believe it was in 1777, a little common sense. Let's go to impeachable offenses. Executive nominees and personnel made illegal recess appoints to the Consumer Financial Projection Bureau and the National Labor Retaliation Board when Congress wasn't in recess. Do you see what they're doing? When Congress wasn't in recess. Ignore the rulings of these three federal courts of appeals that held those nominations unconstitutional. As of January 2012, speaking of impeachable offenses, 36 of the president's executive offices and their staff owed $833,970 in back taxes. Have you been audited yet, friends? As of 2011, 311,566 federal employees or retirees owed $3.5 billion in back taxes. You've been audited, friends? What do you call it? Free speech and privacy. Impeachable offenses concerning this criminal administration. Illegally targeted conservative groups for heightened IRS scrutiny. Got secret permission from the FISA court to reverse restrictions on the National Security Agency's use of intercepted phone calls and emails. Permitted the National Surveillance, NSA, to search America's communications in its database. Who's under attack, friends? Impeachable offenses? Friends, you know what's interesting about this? Is when you look, and we've heard this 1,000 times. Oh, there's less than 300 people controlling the world. And how many billion people are on the globe that allow these 300 people to do this? Sounds pretty stupid, doesn't it? Sounds pretty idiotic on the behalf of those that allow them to rule the roost illegally. I just told somebody this morning, I said, I'm getting on the radio, and I'm starting to feel like Jeremiah more and more and more and more. But this fire shut up in my bones, and it's got to go. Jeremiah warned the people for 70 years, friends, and they didn't listen. And because they didn't listen, it became a reality. And there was a book called Lamentations that was written that when you read it, you'd probably think twice before ever allowing it to go that far again. Free speech and privacy, impeachable offenses concerning this administration, targeted Fox News reporters, James Rosen, by falsely labeling him as a possible co-conspirator, in a criminal investigation of a new leak. In other words, you better not talk about us or tell on us. Secretly obtained phone records from staff at the Associated Press. Friends, this is criminal. Mr. Hussein had meetings with lobbyists in coffee shops near White House to avoid disclosure requirements. Folks, there's so many of them. This is just incredible. Other lawless acts threatened to arrest military priests for practicing their faith during the partial government shutdown. Listen to what... Okay, we have the president, our representatives that serve we the people, who drive their just powers from we the people that they work for, put their hand on the Bible, and swear to God to uphold the Constitution of the United States, so help me, ending with, so help me God. And he threatens them with incarceration for actually magnifying the document that he himself and our representation swore to uphold? Wow, friends. Impeachable offenses, other lawless acts, muzzled the free speech of military chaplains. Folks, you know what's interesting is he never lost the right. And just imagine a small, small portion of the American people that had enough gratitude in their hearts to say no more. And we know that they're there. And we also know that the state-run media, again, tries their best to cover up the hundreds of thousands of people that are protesting this administration. And yet, because the American people don't know, that's how they mean to rule. By what you don't know, again. Lawless acts increase the national debt more in one term than President Bush did in his two terms. You know what? I'm not getting into this. Bush did that, and Obama did that. They're both guilty as H-E double hockey sticks, friends. They both are. They think for some reason they're promised some ecstasy after they destroy nations and have people killed off in the name of a new world order. Hey, I didn't say it. Just ask them. I can go on. Adopted pro-union ambush election rules. Pressured Ford to pull an anti-auto bailout TV. This president actively aided in George Zimmerman's protests. So did his attorney general. This is incredible to me, friends. Tried to seize a privately owned motel when guests used illegal drugs at the motel. Because they wanted to sell it off. They wanted the money. Shut down the Amber Alert website while keeping up Let's Move website during the partial government shutdown. Friends, I can go on and on and on and on and on and on. If you'd like to see this, I'll post it right now on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. I'll also post it on Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, right now. 76 lawless Obama acts. It doesn't matter who it came from. The fact of the matter is they're laying the straight stick next to the crooked one, only to show you the deviation. Only to show you that these men and these women are not abiding by the laws that me and you are required to. And by the way, I want to, because I love good government. Government is an awesome institution. It's set for the very purpose that where law is, friends, we can walk at liberty. Read Exodus 20. Read the whole of it, my friends. And then go to Galatians 3:24. Let that law drive you to the foot of Jesus Christ, the cross of Christ, and put your faith and your trust in Jesus Christ. Read the word daily, and I'll tell you what, it will be as impossible for them to ensnare you, to enslave you, by you knowing the word, as it will be for them to do it to me. You got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Happy birthday, Stephanie.
Thank you.
We will talk to you in 23 hours. Okay, we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. See ya. Have a good night.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.